Talking about Melbourne and Sydney, Hugh, we were just talking before the break, a lot of talk down here about the veterinary protocols in Melbourne compared to other jurisdictions like Sydney. Is that noticeable? Have you noticed that yourself?
Yes, I have. I really don't know what to say about it, but there's certainly a lot more scrutiny.
Has there been a change?
I'm not sure whether there's been a change, but there's been a constant build of pressure through horses, you know, international horses, you know, succumbing to injury. And, you know, I think, you know, that's out of everyone's control. And you can, it's a difficult one, but I think the pressure's been built by themselves to an extent, and they've had to adhere to their own protocols, and it's just got to a point where, you know, if there's smoke, there's fire, and if the horses aren't 100%, I mean, I'm not suggesting that anyone's made the wrong decision, but there just seems to be a lot of microscope on the process, and, you know, whether that's, you know, I've got, no one wants to see an injured horse, I can assure you of that. So it's been a bit of an ongoing thing for a number of years, though, and it's just reached the point that it has.